This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A historic storm is going to hit much of the nation, says the Weather Service. Snow, freezing rain, brutal cold. Thousands of flights have already been canceled today. The AP's Donna Waters says some travelers are stranded at the airport in Denver, where it's minus 3 degrees.
It was changed for 10:30 tonight. And then about an hour or two ago, I looked again, and it was changed again to 11:15 tonight.
Madison Rolick says she can't seem to catch a flight. J.C. Mejia says he's been waiting in line for hours.
It's Christmas. It sucks.
Thomas McGarry says he thought he'd get an early start to no avail.
We came out of the mountains early, but thinking we were going to beat the storm. Now we're spending another 8 hours waiting to catch her flight.
Forecasters are warning of a bomb cyclone. They say atmospheric pressure dropping very quickly in a strong storm could stir up blizzard conditions. I'm Donna Water.
Okay, you know prices have been going up. A new report this morning. The AP's Sagar Magani's got it.
The Commerce Department reports consumer prices rose 5.5% in November from a year earlier, down from 6.1% in October. On a monthly basis, they were up 0.1% after a 0.4% rise the previous month. The Fed is believed to monitor this inflation gauge even more closely than the Labor Department's more well-known consumer price index, which tends to show a higher inflation rate due to how it's calculated.
Three dead, three wounded in Paris after a shooting targeting a Kurdish cultural center. A suspect in custody has an arrest record for attacking migrants living in tents, say authorities. Investigators are considering a possible racist motive. The House January 6th committee final report says then-President Trump lit the fire that started the attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is AP News. Congress is deciding what to do about the tax filings of presidents. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
The House has approved a bill requiring audits of any president's income tax filings. The legislation would turn what had been a long-standing post-Watergate practice into established federal policy. The action comes after disclosures that the IRS never fully reviewed Donald Trump's tax returns during his presidency. The Democratic-led measure was approved mostly along party lines. It follows a years-long investigation of Trump's tenure as the first president in recent history not to disclose his tax returns to the public. The measure faced staunch opposition from Republicans and has little chance of becoming law in the final days of this Congress. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Census Bureau says the U.S. population grew by 1.2 million people this year, largely due to migration. There are now 333 million residents. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.